So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome back to Children's Story Time. I am your host, Danny, and today we are going to read a ton of books by Laura Numeroff. And if you guys have heard of the book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, there are a ton, like I didn't even realize how many different kinds of books she wrote of different animals and giving them different things. So if you haven't heard the classic, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, I'm going to be reading that next week with another one that's got a funny twist on it. That's why I'm going to read those two together. But I am going to be reading all of her different books today. I'm going to get through as many as I can because they're all really, really cool. And the one I am going to start with is called If You Give a Moose a Muffin. If you give a moose a muffin, he'll want some jam to go with it. So you'll bring out some of your mother's homemade blackberry jam. When he's finished eating the muffin, he'll want another, and another, and another. When they're all gone, he'll ask you to make more. You'll have to go to the store to get some muffin mix. He'll want to go with you. When he opens the door and feels how chilly it is, he'll ask to borrow a sweater. When he puts the sweater on, he'll notice one of the buttons is loose. He'll ask for a needle and thread. He'll start sewing. The button will remind him of the puppets his grandmother used to make. So he'll ask for some old socks. He'll make sock puppets. When they're done, he'll want to put on a puppet show. He'll need some cardboard and paints. Then he'll ask you to help him make the scenery. When the scenery is finished, he'll get behind the couch, but his antlers will stick out. So, he'll ask for something to cover them up. You'll bring him a sheet from your bed. When he sees the sheet, he'll remember he wants to be a ghost for Halloween. He'll try it on and shout, "Boo!" It'll scare him so much, he'll knock over the paints. So he'll use the sheet to clean up the mess. Then he'll ask for some soap to wash it out. He'll probably want to hang the sheet up to dry. He'll go outside to put it on the clothesline. When he's out in the yard, he'll see your mother's blackberry bushes. Seeing the blackberries will remind him of her jam. He'll probably ask you for some. And chances are, if you give him the jam, he'll want a muffin to go with it. Next is, if you give a pig a pancake. If you give a pig a pancake, she'll want some syrup to go with it. You'll give her some of your favorite maple syrup. She'll probably get all sticky, so she'll want to take a bath. She'll ask you for some bubbles. When you give her the bubbles, she'll probably ask you for a toy. You'll have to find your rubber duck. The duck will remind her of the farm where she was born. She might feel homesick and want to visit her family. She'll want you to come too. She'll look through your closet for a suitcase. Then she'll look under your bed. When she's under your bed, she'll find your old tap shoes. She'll try them on. She'll probably need something special to wear with them. When she's all dressed, she'll ask for some music. You'll play your very best piano piece, and she'll start dancing. Then she'll want you to take her picture, so you'll have to get your camera. When she sees the picture, she'll ask you to take more. Then she'll want to send one to each of her friends. You'll have to give her some envelopes and stamps and take her to the mailbox. On the way, she'll see the tree in your backyard. She'll want to build the treehouse. She'll have to get her some wood, a hammer, and some nails. When the treehouse is finished, she'll want to decorate it. She'll ask for wallpaper and glue. When she hangs the wallpaper, she'll get all sticky. Feeling sticky will remind her of your favorite maple syrup. She'll probably ask you for some. And chances are, if she asks you for some syrup, she'll want a pancake to go with it. Next is, if you give a cat a cupcake. If you give a cat a cupcake, he'll ask for some sprinkles to go with it. When you give him the sprinkles, he might spill some on the floor. Cleaning up will make him hot, so you'll give him a bathing suit and take him to the beach. He'll want to go in the water and build a sandcastle, too. Then he'll look for seashells. He'll find a few other things as well. He'll put them in his pail and try to pick it up, but it'll be too heavy. He'll decide he needs to work out at the gym. First, he'll warm up on the treadmill. Then he'll lift a weight or two. He might even try a karate class. After the gym, he'll want to go to the park. When you get there, he'll see the rocks. He'll climb as high as he can go. At the top, he'll see the lake. He'll want you to take him rowing. He'll be the captain, and you'll have to row. Then he'll notice the merry-go-round and want to go for a ride. He'll want you to go for a ride, too. You'll choose the horse with the purple mane, and he'll get on the whale. The whale will remind him of the science museum. He'll ask you to take him there. First, he'll find the dinosaurs. Then he'll visit the Hall of Apes. When the museum closes, you'll be the last to leave. On the way home, you'll pass by the beach. You'll help him gather all of his things. Then he'll want to race you. When you get home, he'll empty the sand from his shoes. He might spill some on the floor. Seeing the sand on the floor will remind him of the sprinkles. He'll probably ask you for some. And chances are, if you give him some sprinkles, he'll want a cupcake to go with it. Our next book is If You Give a Dog a Donut. If you give a dog a donut, he'll ask for some apple juice to go with it. When you give him the juice, he'll drink it all up. Then he'll ask for more. There won't be any left, so he'll want to make his own. He'll go outside to pick apples. When he's up in the tree, he'll toss you one. Throwing the apple will make him think of baseball. He'll want to play. You'll have to get a ball and a glove. Of course, he'll also need a bat. He'll ask you to pitch. He'll hit a home run. Then he'll do a happy dance to celebrate. Dancing will make him hot and dusty, so he'll need some water. He'll probably start a water fight. You'll have to dry him off with your bandana. He'll wrap it around his head and pretend that he's a pirate. Then he'll want to go on a treasure hunt. He'll find an old kite and want to make one himself. You'll have to get him some sticks, paper, and string. When the kite is finished, he'll want to fly it. It will go higher and higher until it gets tangled in the apple tree. The tree will remind him of apple juice, so he'll probably ask you for some. And chances are, if he asks for some apple juice, he'll want a donut to go with it. Our next book is called If You Take a Mouse to the Movies. If you take a mouse to the movies, he'll ask you for some popcorn. When you give him the popcorn, he'll want to string it all together. Then he'll want to hang it on a Christmas tree. You'll have to buy him one. On the way home, he'll see a snowman in your neighbor's yard. He'll want to make one of his own. Then he'll need a carrot for a nose. When he's all finished, he'll decide to build a fort. He'll ask you to help him. Then he'll want to make some snowballs and have a snowball fight. Playing outside will make him cold. He'll want to go inside and curl up on the couch. He'll ask you for a blanket. Once he's nice and cozy, he'll want to listen to Christmas carols. You'll have to find some on the radio. He'll probably sing along. The carols will remind him of a Christmas tree, so he'll want to make ornaments. You'll get him some paper and glue. He'll ask you for glitter. When the ornaments are done, he'll hang them all up. Then he'll stand back and look at the tree. He'll notice his popcorn string is missing. So he'll want to make another one. He'll ask you for some popcorn. And chances are, when you give him the popcorn, he'll want you to take him to the movies. Our next book is If You Give a Pig a Party. And this is the same pig we gave a pancake to a couple minutes ago. If you give a pig a party, she's going to ask for some balloons. When you give her the balloons, she'll want to decorate the house. When she's finished, she'll put on her favorite dress. Then she'll call all her friends and invite them to the party. Her friends won't be home, so you'll go with her to look for them. On the way, she'll see a street fair. She'll want you to take her on the bumper cars. All her friends will be there. Then you'll have to take her on all the rides. She'll want to play all the games, too. When she's done, she'll ask you for some ice cream. When she's finished eating the ice cream, she'll need to change her clothes. You'll have to take her home. She'll ask her friends to come along. On the way, she'll start a game of hide-and-seek. When you finally get home, you'll have to make dinner. Then she'll want to have a sleepover. You'll have to find pajamas and blankets and pillows for everyone. When she sees the pillows, she'll probably start a pillow fight. Then she'll make a fortress out of the blankets. Of course, when she's finished, she'll want to decorate it. So she'll ask for some more balloons. And chances are, if you give her some balloons, she's going to ask you for a party. Our very last book for today is called If You Take a Mouse to School. If you take a mouse to school, he'll ask you for your lunchbox. When you give him your lunchbox, he'll want a sandwich and a snack for later. Then he'll need a notebook and some pencils. He'll probably want to share your backpack, too. When you get to school, he'll put his things in your locker and take a look around. He might do a little math and spell a word or two. He'll even try a science experiment. Then he'll need to wash up. You'll have to take him to the bathroom. Once he's nice and clean, he'll be ready for his lunch. On the way to the lunchroom, he'll see some building blocks. He'll build a little mouse house and make some furniture out of clay. Then he'll need some books for his bookshelf. He'll start by writing one of his own, so he'll need a lot of paper. He'll probably use up all your pencils. When he's finished, he'll want to read his book to you. Then he'll want to take it home, so he'll put it in your lunchbox and tuck it in a safe place. When the bell rings, he'll run out to wait for the bus. While he's waiting, he'll play a quick game of soccer. Then he'll ask you to shoot a few baskets and do a little skateboarding. When he stops to catch his breath, he'll want to eat his snack. So, he'll ask you for your lunchbox. And chances are, if he asks you for your lunchbox, you'll have to take him back to school. The end. And now, my friends, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. Today's show come from the CD Hot Peas and Butter, Volume 1, A Few New Friends.
told Megan. Megan told Peter. Peter told his sister Mary. Mary told Liliana. She said there's a new kid in town. And if you really want to find him, you just have to listen to the sound. Raphael told Ian. He said, don't you wanna go and see him? I know it'll be a lot of fun. He's down where the breezes blow. He's always out in the sun singing.
Little red caboose, little red.
into the station. At the end of the day, it takes a little record booth and it slows down.
Backer in, Joe.
Alright, this is a song called I Hear You Knockin'. Can you knock along to the beat of this song? I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in, no. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try again. Oh, very good, you're knocking. Do you know how to jump? Everybody stand up and jump a little bit with me. I see you jumping, but you can't come in. I see you jumping, but you can't come in. I know you're jumping, but you can't come in, no. I see you jumping, but you can't come in. I know you're jumping, but you can't come in, no. Come back tomorrow night and try again. Oh, so good, everybody. Well, let me see you take it down a little bit. Let me see you just walk on your tippy toes now, but you can't come in. Walking on your tippy toes, but you can't come in. I know you're walking on your tippy toes. I'd love to let you in. I can't let you in. Walking on your tippy toes, but you can't come in. I know you're walking on your tippy toes, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try again. Woo! Oh, you did that so well. Let me see you stand up and show me how you dance a little bit. Come on, dance now. Can't come in. I know you're dancing, but you can't come in. I see you dancing now, can't come in, yeah. I know you're dancing, but you can't come in. I know you're dancing, but you can't come in, no. Come back tomorrow night and try again, yeah. Hear the drum, feel the drum, there's the drum, jump to the drum.
Jump, 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 jump. Baila, dance, baila, dance, baila, dance, baila, dance. Ay, mama, yo no sé cómo suena el tumbador, como suena la campana. Ay, mamá, yo no sé cómo suena el tumbador, como suena la campana.
Y cómo suena el tumbador,
como suena la campana.
Cómo me suena la campana,
como suena la campana.
Lo bailan por aquí, lo bailan por allá,
como suena la campana.
La plena es rica y bien caliente,
como suena la campana.
De la isla del encanto,
como suena la campana. Sounds how the bells they ring. Ay, mama,
ring our drum sound.
How the bells they ring.
How the bells they ring.
How the bells they ring.
Won't you sing and dance with us now?
How the bells they ring.
Hot peas and butter will show you how.
How the bells they ring.
They're dancing from the east over to the west.
How the bells they ring.
And up north down to the south.
How the bells they ring. Ay mama, yo no sé cómo suena el tumbador, cómo suena la campana. Ay mama, yo no sé cómo suena el tumbador, cómo suena la campana. Baila, dance, baila, dance, baila, dance, baila, dance, baila.
John Booker was a fine old man. He washed his face in a frying pan, combed his hair with a wagon wheel, had to fake in his heel. Do Johnny Booker will do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker will do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker will do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker will do. Johnny Booker came to town riding a billy goat leading a hound. The hound barked, billy goat jumped, throw Johnny Booker rolled out. Do Johnny Booker will do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker will do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll, do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll, do. Johnny Booker, you know he built some wings, but he kept flying into things. He flew up so high, disappeared into the sky. Do Johnny Booker roll, do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll, do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll, do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll, do.
Slow it down now.
Do Johnny Booker roll, do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll like lightning. Do Johnny Booker roll. Do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll. Do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll. Do Johnny do. Do Johnny Booker roll. Do
that Johnny Booker's all right. I tell you.
Well, boys and girls, that's our show for today. I hope you had a lot of fun. As always, be sure to check out your local library for all of these books and many more. Be sure to check us out next week where we will be reading If You Give a Mouse a Cookie and a parody of that book. So to hear that and to learn what a parody is, join us again next week. Bye-bye.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time, at story time, at story time.